Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Proverbs 4 verses 10 to 18 and James 1 beginning at verse 12. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Trials and Wisdom.
So if we have our Old Testament reading, which is taken from Proverbs 4 and verse 10 to 18. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Hear, my child, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have heard you the way, I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction, do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it, do not go on it, turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made somebody stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day.
Thank you very much. And then our New Testament is taking from the epistle, which is a letter of James, and chapter 1, the first 12 verses. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. If any one of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. The doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Let the believer who is lowly boast in being raised up, and the rich is being brought low, because the rich will disappear like a flower in the field. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and wither the field. Its flowers fall and its beauty perishes. It is the same with the rich. In the midst of a busy life, they will wither away. Blessed is anyone who endures temptation, such as one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. This is the word of the Lord. So we have two readings, and Andy, if something in one of those readings kind of sparked your interest or your thoughts, it's quite a diverse reading, with starting with trials and then the need for wisdom in life. But also the reality of not boasting in here, especially richness, but it could be in our world, you know, boasting of high education or boasting of positions and importance. And then about temptation. But for me, the two that really spark my thought and a bit challenging, well, are about trials and wisdom. I don't know, but I don't particularly enjoy trials or difficulties, but I need to hear that from scripture to see trials of any kind with joy, because I think it changes our attitudes towards difficulties. It reminds us that we're not alone, and that God is in it and with us in those trials. And instead of seeing them as a frustration or something that will harm our faith, is actually to see them as something that will enhance, that will teach us to walk closer to Him, trust Him, and see Him at work. And so it produces this, what it says, endurance. And when it has its full effect, it produces maturity. So whatever trials, difficulties you might be facing as a Christian, yes, consider it nothing but joy. Not a joy in a sense of, you know, kind of when we laugh, when we have a good time and a comedy, but a joy, a deeper joy, that knowing that despite the trials, God is there with us. Maybe it's linked with this famous Psalm 23 that speaks, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, that idea of knowing that God is our shepherd and with us. The other one for me is this if anyone lacks wisdom, he can ask God. God is generous and gives ungrudgingly. It's a nice thing, but he shouldn't doubt. And for me, it sparks a thought about, well, are we not allowed to doubt? Is it, you know, is it, and how has that been interpreted through the church history? Because I know sometimes I have doubts, or so I've had a little look at what the church how the church through history interpreted this passage, and here are the early church father, the Reformation, and then a bit later. So for the early church father, emphasizes that faith is essential in receiving from God, especially when we ask gifts like wisdom. And they did not claim that anyone is perfectly doubt-free, but that this passage really refers to having an habitual divided loyalty, or habitually kind of asking God but being double-minded. And I think that helps. It's not that we should feel bad if at times we have doubts, or we're not sure or uncertain. That's part of life, and life is not always clear-cut. But it's this having an attitude of openness and trust that God is requesting. And for Luther and Calvin, again, James is not here condemning momentary doubt or emotional struggles, which is the reality of life, but a heart that fundamentally is divided. And so this is about where our heart is, and to have an open heart. And to be open sometimes with our emotional struggles, that's still a sign of faith and trust that God, in God. And today many theologians and pastors interpret this passage as a call to sincerity, to be undivided in seeking. So seeking means we're not sure. If we are sure, we will not seek. So when we're seeking, it's actually a sign of faith, but it's also a sign that we know there is more to find, and more to grow. And so it's not about never having questions or never having emotional doubts, but it's this posture of trust, is that in the long term, we are people that are open and trusting, even if at times we can be wobbly. So that, I think, helps for me. Because it's not saying that, you know, if you're ever wobbly, you're really, really in the wrong and God will not listen to you. It's more about an habitual place of dividedness and going to God, but with really something else in mind. And I don't think that when someone has the Holy Spirit, that's the attitude. We might have times of being in a bad place and even having doubts or dark thoughts, but the one who prays is the one who shows trust and faith, an openness for God to still be at work. So for me, that was the two, the trials and the wisdom. I wonder whether there was something else, or was it similar for you, Andy?
Yes, I think this speaks to all of us, doesn't it? At the home group yesterday, we were looking at the liminal time that we live in, and that's always going to be a challenge, isn't it? And this, I mean, this passage speaks to us as we are now, in this in-between time. And I love that what you said just now. Faith is receiving from God. So, faith is not a passive thing; it's an active thing that sustains us and helps us through these trials that we all go through. So, I think this for me, this passage is really encouraging. It's actually giving us the confidence that God is there, even in these in-between times where, sometimes we feel we're left to our own devices. And that's the gift of faith, isn't it? I've had just on another subject, I've just had this expression on my mind that you hear from many people when you attempt to talk about faith. I'm not religious, and the difference between being religious and having faith is that having faith is a is an active thing. It's receiving from God. So
No, thank you.
thank you.
Well, we can pray for that gift to grow in our hearts and in our minds, to grow in faith, and to again, there was this very encouraging passage that Jesus says, if you had the faith of grain of mustard or the size of a mustard, you could say. So it's not the amount of faith that's important, but the presence of it that makes the whole difference. So let's pray in faith and trust for the day and its task, for the needs of the world, and for the life of the church here in Taunton and further.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.